It has been said if you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter how you get there. Career choices require thoughtful planning and precise execution. Career Advisor Services was designed by leading retained search professionals. They provide a customized, tactical approach for executive career transition. Visit careeradvisorservices.com or call 800-710-7761.
Join Bill Coleman and Kelly Persichetti of Career Advisor Services on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, right here on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome back to Circles of Change. And my guest, Kelly, broadcast partner Persichetti from Ohio. How's everything today, Kelly?
Excellent, Zara. Thank you for having me.
Very good. Well, just for quick for our audience, as I said in the quick intro, Kelly and her colleague Bill Coleman are the brains behind www.careeradvisorservices.com, which is an organization that actually does the flip of representing executive search companies. But in this instance, they've got a business that now is helping individuals in the search on the other side of the venue. So, Kelly, we had thought today it might make sense to talk about this whole element of research on how important it is to get yourself grounded in facts and perspectives before you launch. So why don't we start there? Why is it so important?
Well, Zara, you know, a job search can sometimes be quite overwhelming and frustrating, as we know. And research, I think, really enables the job seeker to have more control over the process by knowing who you're sharing your resume with, by increasing your knowledge base of a company, and identifying opportunities in the process. And I think really what's most important about research is the ability to sort of extract information and validate it and apply it to your findings. Too often we see people that kind of blindly send their resumes out there and just kind of sit back and wait. And I think, again, the research aspect really empowers you to have a little bit more control over that.
Well, and I think particularly with the advent of online posting, that people can sit here and think that that's how they're going to really get their next job, is sitting behind a screen. And wherein, of course, I know of firsthand instances where there'd be a position that's open and companies are now getting 300 or 400 applicants. And
that's
so you know to get your needle pulled out of the haystack, it's going to take something different.
That's right.
So how do you consider what kind of resources are out there that are best people would take advantage of?
There are quite a few, and as I mentioned on another show, you know, one can Google for hours and still not find the information that they're looking for. And frankly, the research function is really not a one-stop. We extract, you know, information from a multitude of resources that includes hard copy information in periodicals, internet mining, as well as our own developed network of industry professionals. And, you know, so part of the research function is also cultivating relationships along the way. And I think this is why networking is so important and highly valued within the research community. But in terms of research that might help someone, there are resources that can help someone in the process. And what I recommend, if you're considering transition, it's a good idea to identify 10 companies to target. And I would recommend first identifying direct competitors of your current organization, and that obviously can be done through your own knowledge, as well as what we call SIC cross-referencing, that's SIC, which is Standard Industrial Code. And it's a number, basically, that is applied to particular companies and industries, and your local public library can also help you with this. You should also visit company websites, look at annual reports, press releases, leadership, investor relations, and track some of those findings.
Yeah, it's interesting. Remember to everyone that our call-in line is 751-1041 for anyone who'd like to engage in the dialogue. So, Kelly, the idea that, okay, let's say the 10 companies someone might be interested in looking at the space all around them. I think another venue, trade shows, right? I mean, this idea that's a one-stop shopping place to pick up the latest and greatest on a specific industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, that also aids in the networking process. Another way to identify opportunities and expand your network is through professional trade organizations. You're going to see a lot of that at trade shows. And many times you will find opportunities through professional industry trade associations that you might not find elsewhere.
The interesting one I recall, the times I've advised a lot of college students throughout my career, of course, specifically having come out of automotive and aerospace, but for anyone who was interested in automotive industry, it was a must to go to the Society of Automotive Engineers annual conference that included trade show where there were companies showing their wares. And the interesting dynamic at those trade shows, of course, is the people staffing those booths were actually the hiring leaders. They weren't necessarily the HR community. Then I'm not wanting to say that those aren't also effective contacts to make, but boy, to be able to walk up, have a conversation about, I don't know, outside rearview mirrors, and know that you're talking to someone who is in that business and has design responsibility for it, or sales and marketing, or interfacing with a car company, that way you can build not just your network, as you're suggesting, but also your own knowledge.
That's right. And frankly, it's a reason to follow up with those individuals after the trade show, because they meet thousands of people along the way.
This SIC code then, and so someone would use that knowledge, those numbers, to then go search other databases? That's important?
That's right. And your local library, again, that's a free resource that can be very helpful. And, I think those that might have, those listeners in Arizona that might have an interest in also learning more about some of the area information in terms of some of the growth industries and some of the statistics could also go to www.workforce, it's all one word, .az, as in Arizona, .gov.
And so that's a U.S. government-maintained website then.
That is another one.
Yeah, in fact, also, of course, if anyone's looking for their job search to be relatively regional or even citified, is to go to the various chambers of commerce and see who the players are. Now, one of the realities here in Tucson is that so many of our companies have so few employees. I mean, this is a city that's really built on the backs of small business and entrepreneurs, although there are a few larger companies. So knowing that you got to play the field in a variety of ways, I think, is what you're suggesting.
That, and there's a lot of free information out there. I think it's just a matter of being able to sort of extract that information and apply it to your needs. We use research every day, even in our everyday lives. You research real estate. You might research the stock market. All that is definitely applicable.
I think, though, your opening comment, the challenge of, that you can spend hours on the web and go off in all these little rabbit holes. So, Kelly, talk to us about really what Career Advisor Services does for clients, so people understand the power of having someone that's got a really well-sculptured process to help them.
Well, as I mentioned before, the research function is critical to individual transition. And what we do, we first identify companies within industries that are parallel to an executive client's experience. We then identify specific hiring managers with contact information within those companies and potential opportunities within those companies. We take all of that information from a multitude of resources, we compile it, and we provide it to our clients in a very comprehensive format that allows them to continue to track their progress. And again, we want to be collaborative with this, and this is really where Career Advisor Services can help those executive clients.
Yeah, and I think that the process that you're saying is really trying to get people anchored and being very focused and very targeted just right at the onset.
That's right.
And that's a rule that applies to anyone, regardless of what level you are in an organization or where you're looking to transition.
That's absolutely correct.
Now, Kelly, it's one thing to mine that data when you're locally based, but let's say you've got individuals, even here that are based in Tucson, that are thinking they'd like to move to Phoenix. How do people most effectively do this when it's remote, when the pool they want to go play in is not a stone's throw away?
Well, again, I would recommend going to your public library. Standard Poor's is an excellent resource to consider doing that, and you can identify opportunities and companies by region. And that would be very helpful. That is one avenue that I would highly recommend. If you're not a member of the library, get your library card. You can set yourself up on your home PC and get free online access to that information.
The other aspects of this research, then, do you recommend people set up some sort of a internal Excel spreadsheet or database to help manage all of this?
I would highly recommend you utilizing an Excel spreadsheet, absolutely. And again, track your progress. Track your progress. I can't stress that enough. And again, I think that's where Career Advisor Services can be very helpful in doing that.
So what industries do you see the most growth in right now, Kelly, as you do your own research or you do that for other clients?
I wish I had a crystal ball.
Yes.
But industries are, as we know, they're somewhat volatile now, and there continues to be a lot of merger and acquisition activity. But research suggests that the top three growth industries are, number one, believe it or not, highway and street construction. Number two, home health care services. And number three, related healthcare such as hospital and ambulatory services. But I am seeing a lot of growth in the R&D functions of alternative energy, sure, such as wind power and solar power.
Well, and I think, again, what's going on nationwide with the incentives and coming through the pipeline, although no telling how exactly it'll fall, that nonetheless this is a time for a lot of organizations and companies and industries really stepping back to go in new directions. Well, Kelly, if you had a tip to share for the day, what's your special tip for the day for our audience?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'd along the lines of research, I would recommend that when you're targeting those 10 companies, that you set up Google alerts for those specific companies that you're targeting. So if you go to google.com/alerts, you enter your search term. Then you enter a what they call a comprehensive mode, which is on the pull-down menu. You enter your email address. And when you've created those alerts, what will happen is Google will email you whenever it indexes those terms in your search string. So it helps you be aware of what's going on in some of those targeted companies.
And so this is the idea that you can front-load your research with an espionage system that's going to trigger it for you. But I think the other piece of it, though, you know, part of the search process is for people not just to research the companies, but actually what are the opportunities out there. And so, of course, being current on what might be posted on the company's own employment websites is important, right?
That's absolutely true. Definitely visit those websites frequently. Sometimes companies do post internally on those webs on their internal websites. Sometimes they don't. But I would highly recommend that you visit those websites on a routine basis and look for those opportunities.
The other thing I coach people too is that while they might be posting job XYZ and you're more interested in ABC, that doesn't mean that those other positions might also be available, but perhaps they're not canvassing at this point in time, or there's 60 days they will be. So to keep a careful watch on those things, but again, back to our initial comment, that this isn't just about leveraging the web. It's more, okay, now that you've identified a company you're interested in, you've done your research, you see the possibility, perhaps it's an industry that's changing, or you catch up in the popular press that this company just got a big new contract.
So
it's a matter of time before they're going to let loose requisitions to hire people, that really what you need to do is to figure out, okay, now how is it I'm going to get to know someone inside that firm that can pull my resume from the needle in the haystack, right?
That's right. And keep in mind, research supports a proactive approach. And in this climate, it's important to approach companies directly. Your research may help you identify common denominators, such as the CEO may have attended the same college, or the VP of operations may belong to the same professional trade association, or the CFO is from your hometown. But frankly, sometimes those common denominators can aid you in also introducing yourself to those decision makers. So don't overlook those things.
Absolutely. In fact, I with the number of clients that I've coached over the years, particularly those that are exploring possibilities, I said, you know, many times people will entertain a phone call and you can get through the Maginot line, which of course are our highly trained administrative assistants to protect our time.
Doing their job.
Absolutely, during their job, but nonetheless, being able to say that, look, I'm a fellow Purdue graduate, and I'm doing some research on your industry. Could I speak with Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so?
And that's a highly effective approach.
It is, and I'm saying not to do it in a conniving way, because in truth, that's what you are doing. Likewise, I think we've talked on this show, too, about your involvement in nonprofit endeavors and helping others, that some of the most influential people you can find in the community are at various phases of their life wanting to give back. So they sit on the boards of the Boys and Girls Club of America, or Salvation Army funds drives, or local church philanthropic efforts. And that you can meet people then that'll see you in action as you too are giving and helping others, that can open those doors for you.
That's right. And also aiding in personal branding, which we've been talking about quite a bit,
isn't
I know.
That the truth? That is the truth. Kelly, some of the clients you've helped them with Career Advisor Services, have you encountered some people that will say, look, I've grown up in the insurance business here, and I really want to shift to, let's pick one, alternative energy. How would you start that process for someone like that to help them in the research sector?
Frankly, Zara, in my experience, industry tends to like industry. Mm-hmm. So someone trying to make a transition like that, I would probably suggest to them that they might consider staying put for the time being. I would also recommend during that time that they would continue networking in the target industries that they would like to be in. We would have to target, obviously, some very fine parallels there. But again, industry does tend to like industry. It may take some time. It may take some time to get to those industries that they may want to transition to, and I wouldn't necessarily discourage that, but it's not going to happen overnight.
Well, the other side of it, though, I'd say, is you need to really create some bridge mechanisms, and so it's not an either-or, right, as we were saying, that maybe what you do is you look for an insurance-related opportunity that's in a high-risk environmental area. So it is insurance. It is getting you closer to that perhaps being totally alternative energy, just another segue.
That's right.
Very good.
That's
Kelly, thanks again for joining us, and we'll look forward to connecting with you next week. Have a great week.
You do the same, Zara.
All right. We'll be right back after a quick commercial break. Thanks for joining us on Circles of Change.
It's been said, if you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter how you get there. In today's environment, career choices require thoughtful planning and precise execution. Career Advisor Services was designed by leading retained search professionals. Backed by nationwide market research, they provide a customized, tactical approach for executive career transition. Visit CareerAdvisorServices.com or call 800-710-7761. Career Advisor Services, understanding executive needs for precise execution. 800-710-7761. One.